I don't, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll talk about it, but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
No, you can't afford.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United network of podcasts about the New Orleans Saints. I'm your host, Jeff, and I ain't drinking, even though it's almost New Year's and we might have to get some champagne. But it's been a few days since the Saints beat the Vikings on Christmas Day, and we're going to see how good our memory is when we do this week's game recap. But I do think there's been quite a few developments between now and then that we've made us bring as many of the donkeys as we could for this week's episode. So let's dispense with the intro and get straight into the seatbelts putting on and your hands and legs getting inside your earbuds at all times and you enjoying the show. Let's start by welcoming Jason. Welcome to the show. What's your number?
No number, still at the office, so it's not a madman in the 60s. So I'm completely sober today.
No drawer full of McCutcheon.
Right.
All right.
I see what you did.
Yeah. James, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am a 1.5. There's been a Premier League game on just before recording, so I had a couple of beers whilst watching that. So yeah, 1.5. Not really stuck to doctor's orders over Christmas. I've got another 5-6 days off work, so I plan on taking advantage of that.
Okay, all right. Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am also 0. It's our time. It's about 4 in the afternoon, 4:10, so I'm not drinking yet. But it's about 50 minutes away, so 5 all o'clock. Right. It'll be 5 o'clock soon.
You going to do something in 10 minutes?
10 minutes. Sure.
All right, Ben, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Going with a 0. Very boring, but James, it's okay. You can drink as much as you want because the hospitals are empty over here. So, you know, just crack on.
Yeah, empty. Yeah.
Enjoying lockdown life, I am.
All right.
I'm so bored of it.
Yeah, you had your last hurrah. You sending text from the bar.
I know.
Before the big crackdown.
That seems so like...
Everybody go get as much COVID as you can before you have to lock yourself in. All right, let's get into this week's game recap. Saint gave us all a Christmas present by exorcising the Vikings demons, knocking them out of playoff contention. So it was like beating them in the playoffs for them. We win this game 52-33. Scoreboard looks like a blowout, but I don't remember it feeling like a blowout. I remember being nervous up until about midway through the third quarter into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Breeze's picks kind of kept them in the game. It should have been a blowout, but it wasn't.
Yeah, they were kind of like that little gnat that just keeps, you know, buzzing around your ear or around your face, just hanging in there, and you can't kill it. You know, Breeze did throw a couple picks. One, I guess, kind of wasn't his fault. It was off of a tip pass. But, I mean, other than that, he did pretty good. 311 yards. Didn't throw any touchdowns. But, hey,
311.
311.
What? My ear's perking.
When we can score 52 points and Drew Brees doesn't throw any touchdowns, that means that Mr. Kamara went off and scored 6 touchdowns. So
it's like whack-a-mole.
I mean, God, that is such a crazy stat that we scored 50 points with no Brees touchdowns.
It's 311 without Thomas, yards. Without Harris, you know, without our top, you know, wide receivers, you know.
It's 311 yards came off of only 19 completions as well.
Yes, a lot of them were downfield.
Yeah.
But which for Breeze, you would say that if he's got 311 yards, he's probably completed
80 passes.
did you say Febreze?
Like, I did not.
the spray, Febreze.
I did not.
But really, the biggest, you know, at least offensive takeaway from the game, and the reason I'm kind of very optimistic is the way the offensive line played. Because if they play like that going forward, then hell yeah, we can run it down anybody's throat.
With a backup, what's his name? Hurst?
Yes.
The key was just no Pete. Pete.
Do not put Pete in ever again. He should not take another snap as a Saint.
No, I mean, Armstead was, what's his name? Brian Baldinger on Twitter said it's one of the best offensive line performances he's ever seen. When he looked back at the tape, I mean, Armstead was just, I mean, there was one point where he took somebody into the stands.
Yeah, he drove a kick out on field.
And if you know the Superdome, the stands are way far away from the field.
But yeah, I think Jason, you're right there. If we can get the offensive line playing like that, we can go to any stadium in any weather and just run the ball on anybody.
Yeah. I mean, even Murray had 72 yards. It averaged 6 yards per carry. Kamara, 7 yards per carry.
Yep. And it's kind of like we've been saying, run the fucking ball, man. I mean, if we can block like that, just keep feeding them. You don't need to be throwing it around. I mean, Breeze did throw it some. Like you said, 19 completions. He hit 9 different receivers, which, you know, when you don't have Thomas in, he seems to spread it around a lot more, which kind of opens up the offense. And I think that opens up the run a little bit more too, because they're not having to, you know, they're not focusing on Thomas. They're having to focus on multiple receivers, and that frees up the running game to kind of get going.
But that was without Thomas, Harris, and Traquan Smith this week.
Yeah.
So 311 yards, 9 receivers, and probably our top 3 receivers, well, maybe Emmanuel Sanders is in the top 3, but you know, we've still managed to get 311 passing yards from that.
And also, it looks like Callaway is becoming a real target and someone who could potentially be better than Austin Carr in this team.
Oh, who knew Callaway was going to be such an important cog in this offense?
Yeah, exactly. Undrafted free agent wearing Breeze, another 12 jersey.
Breeze trust him. Breeze trusts him.
Yeah.
It's because his name is Marquez.
That's what it is.
It was just funny when we got, you know, when it came out that he was coming back, you know, Twitter was like, yes, we're getting Callaway back. It's like, when would you ever think you would hear excitement to get Callaway back?
What'd you get for Christmas? A new Callaway.
I mean, I suppose the big disappointing thing for me was that Sean Payton ran Taysom Hill in for that.
That fucked me off. That really annoyed me.
Right, because
I shouldn't be annoyed.
What was that about? Did we ever get an explanation on that? Was he just...
He lost Taysom.
It's more, I'm calling the play that I want to call right now, and I'm not worried about it. Right? Because Sean Payton is the kind of coach who wants to help the player get the record.
Right.
Yeah.
And at that point in the game, I remember thinking, like, Kamara might not get another shot.
Exactly. Because it took a good pass to Big Fish.
Hey, everybody's doing the fish. Oh my god, we were watching the game, and we were sitting there saying, like, we want Troutman to get a catch. And when he got the catch and everybody went nuts in the house, we were all just like, ah, everybody's doing the fish.
He's gonna be a stud next year.
Did
you all notice this relationship between Emmanuel Sanders and Alvin Kamara? Like, those two were inseparable from, like, they were like buddy buddies throughout the whole game when they weren't running plays
on the sideline.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Sanders and Kamara, like, Sanders was there the whole time.
Don't look Mark Ingram. He's probably sitting on the sofa crying.
I know. That's what he reminded me of that.
But yeah, I think we need to talk about Kamara more though.
Oh,
I mean,
go ahead.
Do it. 21 touchdowns this season so far. 21. What's the NFL record for touchdowns for a player in the season?
I think it's too far there. From it.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm thinking higher than that.
Tomlinson or Priest Holmes.
I'm thinking LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Passing touchdowns. Let's see. Most.
Or maybe, like, did Sean Alexander ever get, like, 26?
I think it's Tomlinson.
It is LaDainian Tomlinson. 2006, he had 28 rushing touchdowns and 3 receiving touchdowns.
So 31 total. 31. Jeez.
31.
So Kamara just needs 10 this week.
Did he win the MVP that year?
I mean,
he should have.
I'd like to think he did, but I mean, it is a quarterback. You know, MVP has to be a quarterback.
It was probably Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes.
Oh, it was 06. It might have been Peyton Manning. It was 06. They won.
It was probably Peyton Manning.
Yeah. So, well, Kamara's got, it's 21 in total, isn't it?
Yeah.
15 rushing, 6 receiving.
I mean, Sean. So right now he's at 21. You say, right? Yeah. So that would put him tied with Terry Allen, Jim Brown, Marshall Faulk, Todd Gurley.
Tomlinson did get the MVP.
Larry Johnson and Joe Moore.
Okay. Well, good. I feel better.
Okay. There you go. Okay. So if he gets 2 touchdowns this week to go to 23, it'll put him with OJ Simpson, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and Terrell Davis. And then
anytime you get mentioned with OJ Simpson,
I don't need to hear. Right. I don't need to
hear them all. Okay.
1985 receiver who happened to catch 23 touchdowns. but to me, it just speaks of, and I know, look, he's not going to sniff the MVP discussion. It's you can tell the media is already jerking off if they're giving it to Aaron Rodgers. Oh. But when you look at what Kamara's done, when you look at where the Saints are, and you factor in that Breeze and Michael Thomas only played 10 quarters together, I mean, it really should get more attention, and it just unfortunately it's not. I mean, you saw the graphic the other night when they talked about MVP candidates, and they put Derrick Henry on there and did not put Kamara on there.
I'd really love to see what Kamara's numbers would have been if Breeze was playing all season. Because I think obviously the Taysom factor kind of took Kamara out of it a little bit. And I reckon if you had Breeze in for those, is it 6 games he missed this season?
Is it 4? No, 4.
I think it's 4 or 5.
Was it 4?
Only 4 or 5. Only 4, yeah.
Only 4. Well, I think you would have been seeing Alvin up nearer those Tomlinson numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 68 yards from 1,000. So he hopefully will get that.
That's his first time as well. Which is mad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, always splitting time with another running back.
Plus, he gets a lot of receiving yards too.
Yeah.
You know, I sent y'all a thing earlier. So, the top 10 leaders in points in the NFL right now this season are all kickers except for Alvin Kamara. And he's number 6. He's not even like number 10. He's number 6.
He's not peeking up at number 10.
Hello. Hmm. Yeah, in total points for the NFL this season. That's just crazy.
We've done really well to get him on the contract we've got last year rather than having to do it this year.
It's a bargain.
Yeah,
imagine having to pay up this year. Imagine. Ugh.
I mean, it really worked out. And usually paying running backs can be iffy, but you look at Tennessee paid Derrick Henry. That's working out. We pay Kamara. That's working out. Yeah. It's, yeah, I mean, a really, really great deal.
Now, let's see. Defensively,
we lost Kwan. That's a big injury. And I talked about it the other night. Huge. That's such a big injury, man.
I think the main thing we're going to miss is if and when we play a team with a good tight end. I think it's going to hurt us the most.
And Nick Underhill wrote a good article yesterday on it about the Kwon Alexander and how, yes, it will affect us a little bit, but it won't be as bad as you might think it was. And that hit the, because I was also, you know, he talked me off of a ledge essentially. But he did say, you know, the defense, you know, him joining the defense at the time the defense peaked like it did was more coincidence than it was Kwon was the missing, you know, gem, the missing piece in the whole equation. Although he said Anzalone is actually statistically better at stuffing the run, at defending the run game than Kwon Alexander was. So that's okay. And then, Scott, to your point, I think it's in the pass coverage, and it's not so much that Kwon himself was going to defend tight ends better or defend anybody better. It was the flexibility that it gave the defensive play calling. Like, sometimes you can rush Kwon, sometimes you can rush tomorrow. They can trust each other. But he said they could overcome this with maybe a little more dime packages, throw an extra safety on the field.
Safety.
Yeah. Which the Saints have, especially if they get Marcus Williams back.
Yeah, that's true.
Did I just? So, I think.
Sorry. I also kind of looked at what playoff teams have a really good tight end. And I mean, there's not in the NFC, I can't really think
of. Green Bay's got the worst, I think.
You know, I really can't think of anyone that jumps out. I mean, you talk, look, Jimmy Graham, that's about it.
For the what, Bears, Dan Arnold doesn't scare you? Playoffs.
Dan Arnold, that's just.
So what you got, probably catch that. A touchdown to beat us is probably what will happen.
It's more the Super Bowl that you need to worry about the tight end.
I mean, you got all these exits. You got Jimmy Graham, possibly.
Green Bay have got Robert Tonyan.
Seattle got Greg Olsen.
Gronk.
I mean, it's a bunch of old guys. Gronk and it's a bunch of old dudes. You don't have Kittle. You don't have Kelsey until you make it that far. You don't have Philly's tight ends. So,
yeah.
It's crazy because it leaves me grasping. Like, I'm just grasping for, well, Anzalone's in a contract year. Maybe something just kicks in and he plays out of his mind. It's just,
you know. We are one Anzalone shoulder injury away from having to start Craig Robertson, though.
Caden Ellis over Craig Robertson.
Oh, but fell out of
my chair. Yeah, right? I'll take Caden Ellis over Robertson.
Zach Bond?
Yeah. Forgot about him.
I mean, can we not ask Vilma to suit up a little? You know, he's still got a little game left in him.
I think Fox is playing him too much.
I think Vilma would if he was asked.
And then he'd get burned on the first play, and we like, yep, take him out.
At least we tried. But no, Anzalone, you know, let's believe because we have to.
That's all we have. I mean, we're like, no,
I think hopefully he's kind of playing for his career, if it's with the Saints or without the Saints, you know, Kwan's come in and made such an impact, he needs to follow it up and say, look, no, I'm still here, even if I'm not going to be on this team.
Like you said, right, if we keep Kwan and we don't worry about him, he's still got to get another team to pay top dollar for him.
Exactly. Right. I mean, look, yeah, if he has a good run of games, yeah,
he's going to get paid.
Right.
So, we
didn't have Trey Hendrickson, but I've missed last week's show. One thing, I am now coming to the point now, I think you can't let Trey Hendrickson leave this building.
Starting to get there myself.
Told you.
He's the best rusher we've got.
I think he's going to be an all-pro this year, probably.
Well, he ain't going to be in the Pro Bowl. We did discuss that, so.
Yeah, Pro Bowl's garbage anyway.
Trade Pete and pay Hendrickson.
Yeah.
The absence of Hendrickson the reason the Vikings offense did as well as it did?
Yeah. I'm getting worried about that a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know, man. It was a short week for us too.
That's true. All right.
The defense did give up.
Down.
Yeah, a little more yards than they used to. You know, a few guys.
Well, wasn't it the Kansas City game where they played like so many snaps?
Yeah, it was 90 snaps.
Yeah, 90 snaps.
Yeah,
and then
you knew that was
going to
take.
I'll give him a pass on that.
Also, they're going up against one of the best running backs in the league, and two quality wide receivers. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And other than that, you know, Cook had his first drive was good, but after that, they did a pretty good job on Cook. So,
Yeah, they held him to 73 yards.
That feels like a win. Like, 73 yards.
It was a 50-burger win.
So we start counting again.
We're at two. All right.
Anything left on game recap?
We won the division.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Forgot about that. We knocked Minnesota out, but we also won the division.
Kamara overshadowed the division title.
Is this how Patriots fans feel like? I won a division again.
4 years in a row. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. It's 4 years in a row. It's like, okay, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, 2-3 years ago, we won the division. We'd be fucking well up for it. That'd be the first thing we would have talked about.
Well, I said, Scott had sent that picture of the shirt, one not done, which is a very cool slogan.
The Seattle have got the same shirts as well. So I think
It's just the system, right? I think it's the NFL's
the system.
Yeah.
And although it did remind me, I remember there was a time walking out of the dome after we won a game that clinched the division. I bought a division champion shirt from some dude on the street, you know, just selling it after the game. Like, hey, how much you want for that? Oh, $15. Okay, here's $15. I got myself a division shirt. Like, I would have bought a division shirt because they were so rare as a Saints fan back then. Now it's like division shirts. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Would you buy an NFC Championship shirt though?
No.
No, I didn't. I didn't the first time. No.
Yeah.
We've won the Super Bowl. I don't need the only shirt I want is a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Other than that, it'll be a Saints shirt. I'll buy a Saints shirt, but I don't need the little banner for every single title that we get.
And it's nice that's the culture within the organization now with the players is, we don't really care about that stuff anymore. You know,
right? I mean, you do, right? It's a goal. It's a check mark on the journey. But yeah, it's like it's not something that you spend a whole lot of time.
Mm.
You don't throw a parade for it.
No, you get Sean Payton doing some dodgy dance moves in the locker room.
That's what I want. That's right.
And then you move on. With his mask on. Take
with his mask on. That's right. So, all right. Anything else about the game? Last chance. Moving on. All right. So let's get into a little quick NFL reach around.
I mean, I guess we'll talk about it, but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
No, you can't afford.
As we are sliding into the last week of the season, I think a few teams are going to be playing hard. A few teams are going to be resting players like Pittsburgh, who beat the Colts in a game that I thought the Colts were actually going to win early on. So I don't know. After this week's games and seeing how Buffalo played against New England, even though New England's not much, I do want to put this to you guys. Agree or disagree, Buffalo is the AFC favorite to go to.
Disagree.
Agree.
I would agree.
They're playing like it, but and I know Kansas City hasn't played great. They should have lost to the Falcons, but until you beat them, to me, they're still the favorite. They still have the best player in the league, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
they do. I think they're a star-studded cast. Now, play well as a team.
Now, look, they're the favorite, but I think Buffalo has a really, really damn good chance to beat them.
Yeah,
hope that ends up being the AFC Championship game, and that they don't meet each other in like the divisional round or something.
As long as they're 1-2, I mean, if Buffalo wins this week, they'll get the 2 seed.
But the Ravens are picking some form up again now.
Yeah, and now. As long as the Ravens win, they're in. It looks Indianapolis is currently the team on the outside. Now, a lot of these teams have to win, but still, currently the Colts are on the outside.
I think it could be Buffalo versus Baltimore in the wild card game.
Jeez.
It could shake out like that.
Wow.
So that would be a hell of a wild card game.
The AFC definitely has the better slate of games for the playoffs.
They have the strength of the top tier teams are better. Yeah,
right.
It's flipped
it helps
around.
They don't have a division winner that's going to win 7 games.
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the Chiefs, you know, they've had a lot of close games that they've won. And some of the teams they've played, they don't have the strongest schedule. I mean, they've lost one game, but they really don't have the strongest schedule if you look at their schedule up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those games were a lot closer, you know, than you would think. So, I don't know. I kind of give the edge to Buffalo a little bit. I mean, I get what Jason's saying. Until you beat them, they're still the champs, which I totally get. But
didn't,
I don't know.
Didn't Kansas City demolish Buffalo earlier in the season?
Yeah, Buffalo are a different team now.
They are, but totally, but again, definitely. You still have a young guy getting his first. I mean, I know they made the playoffs before, but his the real pressure packed playoff situations. Yeah. How's Allen going to do? Now, he's had a great season, no doubt, but
definitely
different when you get to the playoffs.
Mahomes has the
experience,
the edge. Yeah, the experience edge for sure.
That matters. That you're right. That does matter. That is something to be said. Like Buffalo's kind of first time. They're going to be big, wide eyed. First time since. How long since they made the playoffs?
2 years ago.
Just 2 years. But first time they won a division.
In division.
Okay.
But I really hope I do hope the New York mayor can allow them to have some of the fans in the stands for the playoffs.
I doubt it. New York mayor's a fucking asshole and a tool.
New York governor is what you were talking about because the mayor of New York jurisdiction.
Sorry. I got confused. I was thinking of our city over here.
They're both assholes.
All right. On the NFC side, yeah. So Washington, who has parted ways with Dwayne Haskins. I thought they were throwing him in the fourth quarter of each game to tie things up. And then what happened?
He went to the strip club.
A, he stinks. B, he violated COVID protocols. And then he also didn't want to talk to the media after the game. But really, it's – look, a lot of the coaches, he stinks. He's not good. A lot of coaches at the time that they drafted him didn't even want to draft him. It was the owner that wanted him, so they drafted him. Nobody wanted him when they drafted him. And the guy's not that good. He doesn't put in the work. He stinks. It's crazy to think they're going
– Was he that good coming out of college?
I mean, he threw 50 touchdowns for Ohio State that year.
So he had a good season. Dwayne Haskins. I love Dwayne Haskins.
I would not. He stinks.
Dwayne Haskins is the man.
He's garbage.
I love him with all my heart and soul. Because if he hadn't won the starting job at Ohio State, Joe Burrow wouldn't have transferred to LSU. And... you know,
are you sure you haven't got a number?
I love the Ohio State Haskins. I don't like the Redskins or the Washington.
I knew where you were going with that, Scott. Don't worry. Yeah.
Just because a guy stinks, I've never seen a team like fire a guy, like totally cut him like this in the middle of during the season. This has got to be more, just like you said, everything accumulated.
It's also a dysfunctional organization.
Well, I thought about it. Yeah, that it, you know, his defiant behavior, and then they could have waited until the season. Like, they got one more game, maybe two, before they could have got rid of him and just let it be normal. But they made a statement by firing him. That was a statement move.
Yeah, and that's. You know, Ron Rivera too, you know, being, mm-hmm. you know, the strict coach guy kind of thing. You know, you're not going to go to strip clubs and break protocol. You're not going to not do the work and put in the effort when the rest of this team is trying to make it to the playoffs. You know, we're going to let you go. So, yeah. You know, and I hope, you know, that he gets his head on straight and maybe gets another shot, maybe down the line, but he's going to have to earn some team's trust because no team would touch him with a 10-foot pole right now.
Well, he passed through waivers today, so he is a free agent now.
You know, I don't...
He ain't playing.
It's a no from me.
This is the first quarterback that, you know, on the market that Scott doesn't want this year. He's wanted every other quarterback that
could have. That is not true.
Time a quarterback... even sniffed around the waiver wire or the offseason. Every Dak gets hurt, you want Dak. Stafford hasn't even left Detroit. You want Matt Stafford.
You've named two quarterbacks.
Somebody else.
So far.
I'm sure there was another one. There was another
Sam Darnold. I do not want Sam Darnold. I've never said I wanted Sam.
Right.
Rosen. He wants them all. He wants anybody but Jameis Winston.
He just wants the collection of quarterbacks.
Burrow, Dak, or Stafford?
It's like the McDonald's Happy Meal glasses. He just wants the whole collection of them.
Well, that's all. One of those three.
But if you've got all those, nobody else has got any.
Right?
All right, moving on.
It's like fantasy. You draft a guy just so nobody else can have him.
I've done that before. Let's see. What else happened?
What else around the NFL? I mean, you got the NFC wild card. Who's going to make it? Is it the Rams, pretty much? You're going to get the last spot?
Man, the Rams are playing to get in. Golf's out.
Oh, yeah, Golf hurt his thumb. Surgery.
Henderson is out. Their running back is out.
So if
Cooper Kupp just got put on IR for COVID today.
Yeah. So I think if they lose and Arizona wins, does Arizona jump them?
Yes, because they'll both be 9-7. And I don't know who won the first game.
I think if the Bears win, they have a chance some kind of way, too.
Oh, look, if the Bears win, they get in over Arizona no matter what Arizona does. Like the Bears are in the Bears win, they're in.
Okay,
well, so the Rams signed Blake Bortles today, didn't they?
And the Bears would need to beat the Packers to get in, right? It's the Bears and the Packers playing.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, correct.
So, and if the Bears do beat the Packers and they end up 12-4, the Saints are 12-4. Seattle
would have to win.
Has to win.
It'd be a one seed, right?
It'd be a three way.
It has to be a three way tie for first.
Yeah,
for the, Bears, for the Saints win, to get the one
Seahawks
seed.
Win and the Saints win, the Saints are the number one seed.
Have the Bears got a chance of winning, go?
Yes.
So number one, we want the Bears to win, first and foremost. Yeah,
absolutely.
First thing that needs to happen. Number two, we have to win.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And three, and we have then Seattle win.
If the Bears and us win, it doesn't matter what Seattle does, right?
No, it does. Seattle can't lose.
Yeah.
It has to be a three-way tie.
Yeah, if it's us and Green Bay, Green Bay has a tiebreaker over us. If it's a three-way, it goes by.
We have the better conference.
NFC record.
Right. Yeah.
Got you.
So
Seattle has to win. In any scenario, Seattle has to win.
Yeah.
Who are they playing? Seattle
and the Bears have to win.
They're playing San Francisco.
Excellent.
Now, we needed this exact same scenario to happen last year, and it didn't. Seattle couldn't do it for us. They fell like a half an inch short.
The chances of it happening are probably slim.
They'll beat San Francisco.
Yeah, it's going to be the Green Bay game. I think the Bears have been playing really well, man. And they know if they win, they're in. Like, they're fighting hard. They're not giving
right.
up.
Right, right.
I know the Packers look good the other night. It was like, oh, here come the Packers.
I'm so tired of hearing about the fucking Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
You know how many penalties beat Packers them at Lambeau. Packers had zero fucking penalties.
Yes.
Like, they keep getting assisted by the league. Zero fucking penalties.
It's ridiculous.
That's bullshit.
There were two plays in that game that were fucking ridiculous. One, they blocked the field goal and they called the guy offsides. And
clearly not.
Nobody was offsides. It wasn't even close. And then the second one was when the running back, what's his name?
Aaron Jones stepped out of bounds.
The referee was standing right fucking there looking at the goddamn line and he didn't call him out of bounds.
I've got my conspiracy on this year's Super Bowl and Green Bay, and it's going to be a Green Bay versus Kansas City Super Bowl because State Farm will pay the NFL a lot of money that'll bail the NFL out after COVID.
See, we had the same conversation last year. They said the same thing last year.
They need the money.
I'm just I don't know if we want to cover it now, but I'm just telling you, Saints fans, prepare to get fucked by refs in the playoffs.
At Green Bay.
Especially if we're playing Green Bay.
It's going to happen, isn't it? You know it's going to happen.
I hope it doesn't, but it wouldn't shock me.
No.
As it shouldn't shock any Saints fan at this point. We're all broken. After the Rams game, we are all broken. NFC Championship game, we're all broken. So,
I'm trying to glue myself back together. I'm trying not to think about being shattered.
I know. I'm trying. I keep. If I listen to Jason, I feel good. If I listen to Scott, I feel bad. It's like the devil and the angel on your shoulder. All right. So anyway, let's wrap up that NFL reach around. And
oh, hang on. One more thing on that. The London Jaguars is going to have a new quarterback next year.
Ah.
The Jets can't even tank properly.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Jaguars are going to ruin that opportunity. They're going to bring him in and he's going to be good for a few games. And then somehow, some way, he's going to fall apart and be sucky and terrible. They're going to send him to another team and somehow he's magically never going to be seen or heard from again. That's what happened. That is the London Jaguars curse.
But he has got DJ Chark he's throwing to.
Maybe they get lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
He needs to get out of that town.
You know what, though? They are. I know they've, you know, their franchise has been iffy, but man, they are really set up to actually do some damage, get Lawrence, get with draft picks and cap space. Ooh. So,
yeah. All right. Let's get into pick'ems.
I mean, I guess we'll talk about it, but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
No, you can't afford.
Ugh. All right, how bad did we do last week, Jeff?
Oh my gosh. Y'all, it was terrible across the board. Just absolutely terrible. Jason, you went 1-4.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, and that's only because you got the push between Denver and the Chargers.
Ugh.
Because it was a 3-point. Denver ended up losing by 3. Right. So, all right. I also went 1-4. Ash went 2-3. James and Ben both didn't even send picks in. That's how bad it was. And Scott, actually, you did well as well, as good as Ash, 2-3. We all tanked because Miami, Tennessee, Indianapolis, that was our picks, and we lost them all. And Scott was the only one that thought Seattle would actually cover.
That's a bad
week. The Rams are garbage.
Yep.
We forgot about that.
Yeah, they are. I love it. And I love it.
Right. I was more than happy to lose that one.
But saying that, I would have quite liked them in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you still might get them.
I don't know. It's going to be tough for them to win this week.
That's true. All right, Jason, you got some games for us? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. In the larger league, we do have Ash is still sitting on top.
Wow.
Followed by JTL and then me. I have to believe that if Ash has another bad week, this is the chance he can be taken by JTL or me. Tom Ensign, James, Carp 2096, Jason, Scott, Mordecai, Trevor Bruno. That's all your above 500 teams. And then your below 500 teams go to Big Easy Gajon, Davis Douglas, Neil, Sans Hobbs, Ben, and Gerald Boutte, the mailman.
All right, so this week 17 is always the week where the NFL shuffles around its schedule, tries to get teams, you know, the inconsequential games will all be the noon games, and then the other games will be late. That's why the Saints got moved, much to the chagrin. So we do have some competitive games. You know, it's a shame that, you know, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, the only thing that matters there is Cleveland kind of needs to win because Pittsburgh's already not playing Roethlisberger. So I took that game off the board. That would have been a nice one. But we still got a nice, healthy slate. And we're going to end with a double dose of the shitty game of the week this week. But our first game is a game that we're going to be paying attention to a lot. It is the Green Bay Packers coming off a big-time win Sunday night against Tennessee in the snow. They travel to Chicago to play a Bears game that has been rejuvenated since Trubisky has gotten back in the starting lineup. The Bears are sitting there at 8-7. Jimmy Graham's catching touchdowns. David Montgomery is running wild. And if the Bears win, they're in. So there's a lot to play for here. This game's in Chicago. Bears are getting 5.5.
Give me the Bears.
Here's where the Saints optimist in me comes out. Give me the Bears.
Emotional pick.
Yep, very emotional.
We all think the Bears are actually going to win the game.
I think the Bears are going to win. So, yeah, give me the Bears.
Look at us all getting emotional about this. I'll take the Bears too. I want to celebrate this one. Should I just go ahead and say Ash takes the Bears?
Oh, the tweet is in.
Ben, who are you taking?
The Bears.
All right. What about negative Nate?
Bears.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Negative Nate.
Midway sweep. All right, our next game, the Arizona Cardinals, who by virtue of their loss this week, they can now miss the playoffs, even if they win, depending on what happens. maybe the winner of this game gets in. Is that how it works? Arizona, they travel to play the Rams? Okay. So they play a Rams team.
Well, unless the Bears win.
Well, no, yeah,
I think if the Bears win, the Bears are in. And
you said earlier, if the Bears win, they're in. If the Bears lose, then the winner of this game gets in.
There's three wildcard teams, isn't there? So the Tampa, Tampa
Bay. Oh, right. That's right.
Right? So I think the winner of this game gets in.
Sorry.
Unless if there's like a three-way tie somehow, maybe that'll change things. I don't know all the scenarios. But anyway.
It's a lady.
It's a big game. So you got Arizona coming off a loss. They travel to Los Angeles to play the Rams team, going without Goff, who hurt his thumb. So now they're going with who are they playing at quarterback?
John Wolford.
Never thrown a pass in the NFL.
Wow. And without Cooper Kupp. And yet somehow they're still favored by 5, which just goes to show you how iffy of a coach Cliff Kingsbury has been.
Cardinals, please.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals on this one. It's too much to overcome.
Yeah, give me a Cards.
I thought the Cardinals be favorite.
Yeah, last I saw was minus -5.
Cardinals, the Cards are getting five, right?
Wow.
Mason?
I mean, Mason. This seems like it should be an easy Cardinals win, but I'm taking the Rams.
All right.
Yeah.
Racial.
I don't know. I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. This is an anti-Kingsbury pick. So, all right, our next game, the Miami Dolphins coming off a dramatic win against the Raiders last week with a little Fitzmagic, and yet they are turning back to Tua this week. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but they travel to Buffalo to be a Bills team coming off a big win last week. I believe they're currently the 2 seed and with Pittsburgh. Like, I don't know. Does Buffalo need to win this game to remain the 2 seed?
Because Pittsburgh's also 12-3. So.
Okay.
Now, Pittsburgh has announced that they're not starting Ben Roethlisberger next week.
Correct.
Already.
Correct. So, yeah. So, I guess Buffalo does still have a lot to pay for. So, and, of course, Miami does as well. They need to win to ensure they stay in, make it in the playoffs. But
taking the Bills all day with that.
Yep. Buffalo's favored by 3.
Yeah. Bills.
Buffalo for me.
I'm going to take the Bills as well.
Yep, same here. I'm riding the Buffalo.
Give me the Dolphins.
Ooh.
There he is.
James, right, do you want some? I know it's not taking over, but James, the Bills are -1 on Paddy Power in that game.
Okay, I can change it to -1 if y'all would prefer that.
No. I'm just making,
It's -3 for us. I think -3 is the right.
Yeah.
What do they know that we don't?
Exactly. -1.
A lot.
It seems like Buffalo's still playing for everything. All right. And now our
everything,
shitty.
But if I had to choose.
Our shitty games of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big.
I mean, I guess we'll talk about it, but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
No, you can't afford.
And I felt it was only necessary to do this. The shittiest division in football, that is going to have the shittiest division winner in a long time. They're all playing each other this week. You know, they're kind of diddling with each other because everybody's just pillow fighting. So you've got, you know, the Washington Philly game was flexed to Sunday night because if Washington wins, they're in. But if they have the other game earlier, Dallas and the Giants is the earlier game. But if Dallas wins that game and Washington loses, then Dallas will win. And maybe it works with the Giants too. Like whoever wins the Dallas Giants game, if Washington loses, would then be the division winner. It's a crazy scenario where like the Giants could win the division or they could draft in the top 5. It's one of the craziest things. It is literally one of the craziest things. So we'll start with our first one, Dallas at the Giants. Dallas kind of rejuvenated a little bit with the Red Rocket at quarterback. You know, they beat a lot of people were riding the Philly hype train last week, and Dallas kind of shut that down. They traveled to New York to play a Giants team who I don't know if they're going to go with Colt McCoy or Daniel Jones, but the Giants are getting 3 at home.
Giants are getting 3 at home.
I think the Cowboys are going to win.
I'm kind of leaning in that direction as well.
I think 49ers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Eagles handily this week. Yeah, give me the Cowboys.
Same, Cowboys. I think Mike McCarthy's done enough to save his job. What's good for us for going into next year?
Jeff, you're only leaning that way because if you just lean a little bit out your window, you're in Cowboy country.
Yep, Scott's house right there.
Oh, further the other way.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan's house. That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Giants.
All right, Ben. You took Dallas?
I took Dallas.
Did you take Dallas, Jeff?
I did, in fact.
All right. Okay. And now our second NFC East shitty game of the week. Washington at Philly. We all obviously talked about the Dwayne Haskins drama. I doubt that Alex Smith is going to play, so it looks like it's going to be some dude named Henneke playing at quarterback for Washington. Apparently he was just taking college courses like 4 weeks ago. So, Philly was riding that wave of Jalen Hurts, and then they got shut down by Dallas week. So they would love, really, really love to stick it to Washington. They also got DeSean Jackson, former Redskin on Philly. This game's in Philly, and they're getting 1.5 at home.
Oh, give me the Eagles.
Yeah, give me the Eagles as well.
They're getting how much? 1.5?
1.5, yeah.
I'm taking that. Too much disarray over there.
Yeah, taking the Eagles.
Give me Washington.
All right.
And there you go. So we are our games this week are Green Bay at Chicago, Bears getting 5.5 at home, Arizona at the Rams, Rams favored by 5, Miami at Buffalo, the Bills are favored by 3, and then our double dose of NFC East shit, Dallas at the Giants, Giants getting 3 at home, and then Washington at Philly, Philly getting 1.5 at home.
All right, don't forget to send y'all's picks in. Now, remember, some of these games are on Saturday, right?
No.
I think they're all Sunday. on Sunday this week.
Are we all Sunday? Okay. So there you go. You get an extra day for that, which is good because we're publishing a day late. Anyway, let's get him in. Let's do a quick Saints preview.
I guess we'll talk about it, but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
No, you can't afford.
Saints coming into this game. You playing to win? You playing for it all? You playing for that number two spot? So everybody's got to play?
Everybody I don't want to rush anybody back, but everybody who's ready to go should play.
Okay. And so who would that entail that you don't rush back?
Eight.
Well, definitely. I would say Marcus Williams. I would play Marcus Williams this week.
Okay.
Hendrickson, maybe. I guess it depends. I mean, he just had a stinger. It's not like you would think it's super serious.
How many sacks behind Myles Garrett is he?
He's probably only like he's not that far behind.
Panthers are 4-10, 4-11, I think.
But then, to be fair, the Steelers have just put a target for Myles Garrett to hit this weekend because they're playing Mason Rudolph, aren't they?
Yeah.
So the history between
TJ Watt. 10. Is Panthers leading now with 15. Dude, Garrett, Trey Hendrickson's tied for third. He's tied.
Yeah, he's 2.5 back. Yeah, so yeah, okay. it's gonna be tough for him. So yeah, I mean, if he's not ready, I would sit him. I would definitely sit Marcus Williams because it kind of looks like Carolina's gonna sit McCaffrey again. I mean, they played it really safe with him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I
they don't have anything to play for.
Yeah, in terms of what we do, I think it'll depend on how the Green Bay game's going. If the Green Bay Packers are blowing the Bears out by halftime, I think you probably sit Breeze and put Winston
Jameis.
In the second half.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, start them all the first half, check the score at halftime, and, you know, if the Green Bay's blowing them out.
Well, but, I mean, look, even if you don't get the bye, I mean, if you could still get the 2 seed, that still means you could host 2 playoff games instead of just 1.
Exactly. Right. You play the starters the whole way through.
Right? I think you have to. I mean, you got to win and at least get the 2 seed.
To win the game.
Yeah, but if it doesn't matter how many home games you get if one of your main players gets hurt.
Okay. I mean, clearly, I don't want guys to get hurt, but also it's like –
You can't get hurt. They're on the bench.
You can't play. You can't coach scared either. You can't. Yeah. Don't do Carl.
I'm not saying coaching scared. I'm not saying call different plays.
Not necessarily coaching scared, but if you play scared, you open up yourself to get injured too.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get injured if you're sitting on the bench.
Yeah, and then you don't win the game.
Oh well. I guess we'll talk about it, but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
No, you can't afford.
but I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody. I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody. I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody. It's one fucking game. You're already in the playoffs. But what's the ultimate goal?
It is playoffs. I agree.
We have got a better road record over the last couple of years than home record.
I mean, yeah. And at least, you know, let's say we do get the 3 and Seattle gets the 2. Going to Seattle isn't that bad without a lot of fans there. It's not like you're going to have crazy snowy weather.
We will beat Seattle. I am so confident about that.
So, their defense has been playing better.
We're going to lose. If Ben says we'll beat them, sure, then it's always the opposite.
Hey, I said Cleveland lost to the Jets. I called it.
Anyway, we'll get
into it. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass.
Scott says rest players take the loss. Everybody else says
No. I didn't say anything about take a loss. Just because you rest players doesn't mean you're going to lose.
But I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody. He said Taysom loss.
I mean, fucking Carolina isn't great. They're 5-10. They're garbage.
But I don't think we can afford really to sit anybody.
I'm not saying lose the game, but I would rest the starters.
I mean, in a lot of ways, a lot of the starters are resting. I mean, Michael Thomas is on IR.
Michael Thomas, Marcus Williams,
Trey Hendrickson, Quan Alexander.
I guess the main thing you look at is Breeze. You know, I'd pull him at halftime.
I kind of want to get more reps.
I'd pull Kamara
and I'd pull Breeze. I'd pull them both.
Bit of Murray and Montgomery.
I'd leave the defense in.
Yeah, I mean, you could win. I mean, you could win with Murray.
I am with you
in terms of possibly sitting Kamara at half. He's the most important part of this team right now.
Yeah.
Run Murray.
Murray. All right. Final thoughts, anybody?
We didn't really discuss it, but the Saints opponents came out for next year. So I don't know if y'all want to discuss that or not.
We could do that next show. Year.
All right. Coach Payton's birthday today. Early. It's Tuesday the 29th, so it's Coach Payton's birthday. So happy birthday, Coach. Also, one of our listeners and a good friend of mine, Chris Farmer, his birthday as well. Happy birthday, Farmer. That's all I got.
Farmers only, that can.
I'm looking forward to put 2020 to bed this week.
Okay, you know nothing's going to change for 2021, right?
I mean, I know, but I like spoiler. I'm trying to be the optimistic one here. Come on.
We got the UK guys it's in the future, change. So they'll let us know if it changes. Because it's going to be 2021 first.
I can tell you already that in 2021, we are starting off by the whole country going into a lockdown again. So
so there's your change. More lockdowns.
3/22's your change.
It was 3/7.
Yeah, 2021. So we get a 6-hour head start on 2021, so we'll let you know what it's like when we get there.
Right. At least we get to finish 2020 before then.
Yeah, we'll pump the brakes if you to warn us too much.
Yeah. No, turn back. Stop the clock,
Carl. All righty. Anybody else got a final thought?
Pelicans doing well. Let's just go there. Yeah, we'll not do a podcast for that.
Nice 2-1 start.
All right, well, that's all the show we have for you right now. We'll thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol Podcast, the BS and Beer Saints Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast, and Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. And apparently, maybe during the off season, some Disney Plus fan podcasts.
Ooh.
Follow Dome Patrol Podcast on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Follow the BS and Beer Saints Podcast at BS and Beer Media. And follow Taking the Over at Taking the Over. Also, check us out on Facebook for live streams. Just search for Dome Patrol Podcast over there. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, negative donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.